Hi, I am Haley Steiner, a CLI presenter. This course is taught by Reverend Henry Rayenga and attorney Pastor Brian DeCook. Welcome to Topic 12, A Faithful Future, Hope, Rule of Life, and Commissioning. This final topic does not pretend that grief is finished. It does not say that every question has been answered. It does not promise that every relationship is repaired, every practical problem is solved, or every future decision is clear. Instead, Topic 12 helps you gather what you have learned and carry it into the next season with Christ. Divorce recovery often begins in survival. You may have had to face shock, loss, legal questions, parenting changes, loneliness, anger, practical disruption, and questions about identity and future. Survival matters. Sometimes staying steady for one more day is a faithful act. But recovery does not end with survival. In Christ, there can be a faithful future. Isaiah 43 says, "Behold, I will do a new thing." That does not mean the past did not matter. It does not mean the pain was small. It does not mean you should erase grief, deny harm, or rush into a new life before you are ready. Biblical hope is not pretending. Biblical hope tells the truth and still looks to God. Philippians 3 says, "Not that I have already obtained or am already made perfect, but I press on." That is a helpful word for divorce recovery. You do not need to claim that everything is complete. You can say, "I am still growing, and by God's grace, I press on." This course has invited you to tell the truth, receive grace, build stability, practice wisdom, and walk in hope. Now the question becomes, what will sustain the next 90 days? A faithful future is not built by one emotional moment. It is built through practices, support, boundaries, wise help, community, and continued reliance on Jesus Christ. Maybe you can now name grief more honestly. Maybe you have clearer boundaries. Maybe you know what belongs to you and what does not. Maybe you have a better support plan. Maybe you have learned that loneliness should not decide your future. Maybe you know when to seek professional or pastoral help. These are signs of growth. Do not despise small growth. Do not shame unfinished grief. Do not call yourself a failure because some wounds still ache. Romans 15:13 says, "Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing." Hope comes from God. It is received, practiced, and carried one faithful step at a time. Reflection question. What growth can you recognize without pretending that the work is finished? Gentle next step. Write one sentence that begins, "With God's help, I am moving from survival toward